ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. பகவத்கீதா சிட்டிஸ் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 6, தியான யோகா, டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 38. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. கஷ்சின்னோபய விப்ரஸ்தே சின்னாபரம் இவ நஸ்தயதி அப்ரஸ்தோ மகாபாஹோ விமூடோ பிரம்மணபதி. கஷ்சின்னோபய விப்ரஸ்தே சின்னாபரம் இவ நஷ்யதி அப்ரஸ்தோ மகாபாஹோ விமூடோ பிரம்மணபதி. டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்போர்ட் பை டிவைன் கிரேஸ் ஏசி பக்திவேதானந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபபாத், தி ஃபவுண்டர் ஆச்சார் ஆஃப் இன்டர்நேஷனல் சொசைட்டி ஃபார் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ். ஜாய் ஸ்ரீல பிரபபாத். ஓ மைட்டி ஆம்ட கிருஷ்ணா, டஸ் நாட் சச் அ மேன் ஹூ இஸ் பிவில்டர்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பாத் ஆஃப் ட்ரான்சண்டன்ஸ் ஃபால் அவே ஃப்ரம் போத் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் அண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் சக்சஸ் அண்ட் பெரிஷ் லைக் அ ரிவன் கிளவுட் வித் நோ பொசிஷன் இன் எனி ஸ்பேர். ஓம் அஜானதிமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சனசலாகயம் சக்ஷுரன்மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹம். நமா ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்தம் ஸ்வாமின் இதி நாமினிம். நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவை கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணிம் நிர்விசேஷ சுன்யவாதி பாஷாததீஷதாரிணிம் நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயேத். நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர்பவதி நைஷ்டகிம். கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. நவ் வி ஆர் இன் சாப்டர் 6, தியான யோகா, டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 38. திஸ் ஸ்லோகா அர்ஜுனா இஸ் அ கண்டினியூ இஸ் அ கொஷின் ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஆல்சோ ஹி ஆஸ் த கொஷின் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் டு த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் அன்சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் யோகி அன்சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் டிரான்சென்டென்டலிஸ்ட். In this shloka, Arjuna is asking question to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, what will happen to those person if somebody is failed in his yoga system? He will be not successful in spiritual as well as he is not successful in material also. Then he is giving analogy just like a riven cloud with no spur position in the spare. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport very nicely, there are two kinds of people are there. There are some people, they are very much interested in spiritual activities. They will always incline towards the spiritual activities. And there are set of people, they are materialistic people. Materialistic people means they are not much interested in spiritual activities. They will be working very hard. What is the purpose? They will say economic development. Their idea is that when we work hard, you will get more money. Economic development. When you get more money, and then they will think that they can become very, very happy. But they were not actually aware, and they will think that it is always a future scope. If you just like the donkey, what they will do, this dhobi, he will be having a one carrot, and then they will tie with a stick, and then they will tie to this donkey, what it will do, and then it will try to eat it. When as soon as he put and try to eat, this carrot also move one step. Then the donkey does not know that, you know, it is tied with a stick. If I move 1 feet, this carrot also will move 1 feet. This donkey does not know. So this donkey, what it will think, if I keep one more step, I will able to catch this carrot, I can enjoy. So in this way, another step, another step, another step. It will keep on, this dengue will be moving. So similarly, majority of the people in this material world, they will be working like this way. If I work another 10 years and I earn this much of money, then I will be happy. But unfortunately, that milestone will move further. After 10 years also, as we have decided, before 10 years back, after 10 years I will be having this much money. If I have this much money, then I will be happy. So in this way, we will think that. But you know, after 10 years also, we will think that, oh, another 5 years, let me work. Then I will have this much of money. Then I will have, these are the facilities, then I will enjoy. So in this way, we are actually keep on thinking about the future, and the people generally, they don't enjoy at present moment. They will be always thinking about the future. If I have this, and then I will enjoy. If I have this, I will enjoy. So just like it will keep on moving. So this is the materialistic people in general, they will be thinking. Then they will be promoted to the higher planet like a Swargaloka and all those things. So this is the general character of these people in this material world. But unfortunately, what will happen, whatsoever we earn money in this material world, unfortunately it will be great frustration only. This does not mean that we should not endeavor for making money, but we should not think that if I make money I will be happy. So this is the wrong concept. Then you know, the Shastra does not advise us to stop working. The Shastra does advising us to think that if I earn money, I will be happy. This is the wrong concept. So whatever the God is given, whatever we can endeavor, at the same time we should practice the devotional service. So that's what recommended in Bhagavad Gita also. So this is the materialistic people. Arjuna is telling, for example, if somebody is, if you wanted to practice this, the next set of people is a spiritual category people. What they will do, for example, if you wanted to practice a spiritual activities, slowly you have to be interested in this materialistic activities. For example, if you want to go to a temple, you cannot go to the cinema. Either one only you can do. You cannot say, I will be in cinema, I will be in temple also. It is not possible. Either we can go to cinema or we can go to the temple. So in this way, either here or there. So when we start practicing the spiritual path, automatically these materialistic activities will be reduced. Unnecessary materialistic activities, it will be reduced slowly, slowly. Then we will be sacrifice these materialistic activities also. Then we will start doing the devotional service. When we do the devotional service, as Arjuna explained in this shloka, when we left everything, all the materialistic activities, for example, this yogi, and he will go to the secluded place, he will leave all everything and then he will go to secluded place and he practice yoga. In case if he fall down, here Arjuna is saying, he lost the material possession. He left everything materially, and then he came to the forest and he doing yoga. And here also, if he failed, what will happen? He is either materially enjoyed nor spiritually enjoyed. Then he is like comparing like a riven cloud. So riven cloud, what will happen? Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, all these small clouds, they will go and joint together. They will join together and it will be like a thick cloud. So if the thick cloud is there, even the wind comes, it will be stay together. That's why even the people, if they live together, even if somebody come and disturb, we cannot get disturbed. But nowadays what happened, we are living alone. Everyone is in this material world, they are living separate. Nobody is a togetherness. Just like, for example, if you keep a 100 stick, if you keep a 100 stick and if you try to break it, it will not break. If it is a one stick, we can break it very nicely. If the 100 stick is there, we cannot break it. So that is the power of the unity. So we should try to always live together with the family, friends and many. As much as possible, we should always try to live together. When we are living together, and then nobody can break us. So similarly, this cloud, what will happen, all this small cloud, they will go and joint together. If it is joined together, the wind cannot do anything. But in case if this cloud cannot join with the big clouds, then what will happen? As soon as the wind blow, and then this wind, as soon as this this wind blow, then this cloud will go here and there. There is no possession. So that's why here Arjuna is saying, just like a fall from the both spiritual and material success, perish like a riven cloud with no position in the any sphere. So this cloud, what will happen? It is destroyed completely. There is no identity also. So that's what Arjuna is asking, what will happen to this. So in Mahabharata, there is a very nice story. In Vichitra Virya and Chitrangada, they were actually bound, and then for them, and this there was one king. He's he had a daughter, three daughter, Ambika, Ambalika. So like this, three daughter, three names is there. So this there was a Swayamvaram for this three girls. So they didn't invite the Vichitra Virya and Chitrangada. There was some problem, so they didn't invite this for Swayamvara function. So Bhishma Deva came to know that, and he became very angry. How come they didn't invite us? Okay, I will go and bring these girls to marry Chitra Virya and Chitrangada. So Bhishma Deva, he went there. He is a great Kshatriya. He went there and he declared to everybody, I came here on behalf of the Vichitra Virya and Chitrangada. So I will take these three girls for my brothers. So then he was a fight with all the Kshatriyas, and he totally defeated them. Then Bhishma Dev taken these three, Ambika, Ambalika, and one more name I forgot. So these three girls, and he take with him. While he is going, one girl expressed that, my dear Bhishma Dev, I already like one king. So I cannot come and marry Vichitra Virya and Chitrangada, since I have love with another king, so I cannot come with you. Then Bhishma Dev is very frank, and that is a rule actually. If you are liking somebody, you already decided somebody, then you cannot take it. So as per Satya rules, okay, you go and marry with the king as you like. So only two girls he took. So after that, this girl, he told Bhishma Dev, I already like somebody. So this girl went to the another king. So that king, he expressed that, I want to marry with you. That another king, he said that, how come already Bhishma Dev touch you? Bhishma Dev is taken and I cannot marry you. So in this way, he said that. Then after that, this girl came to the Bhishma Dev again. He is refused to marry me since you kidnapped, since you taken me, and he is refusing to marrying me. You sir, kindly you marry me. Then Bhishma Dev said, I am a brahmachari, I cannot marry you, so you better go and marry with him only. So in this way he told. So this girl position is now like either Chitrangada not married, and the another girl also, another king also not married. So similarly here Arjuna is saying, neither material nor the spiritual. So similarly this girl also, either this king is married or not that king is married. After that she become very very upset in life. So after that, nowadays if you see, even the love marriage also. Now love marriage, some girls, they are very much adamant. They will love somebody. After that, what will happen? They will fight with the parents. Then they will fight with the parents, then they will go with the lover. Only parents are growing this child from the childhood for the 20-25 years. Very carefully, they were giving all the facilities, money, food, clothes, shelter, everything. Suddenly, this girl within 1 month develop attachment with some boy. And she will be telling, I am loving this boy, I wanted to get married with him. Then parents, they will refuse. They will refuse naturally. Then what will happen? This girl run away from the family. After running from the family, this girl and boy, they will go and live somewhere. This is material world, there is no true love. It is just a reflection only. Only in this material world it is mentioned, only between the child and mother is the true love. That is also not 100% true, but in this material world that is a topmost love. That is a maximum we can say it is a true love. So this girl and boy, they are running out of the house. It is not actually love. It is actually a lust. So this boy and girl, they run some places. What will happen after that? Once this lust is finished, once they will be enjoying in the unisex life, once it is finished, then after that this boy will not care. It is not always, sometimes this they will not care, bother about this girl. They will say, oh, you go. This way this boy will, if it is a good fellow, he will marry, and if it is a bad fellow, he will enjoy. And there are many cases is there, it is a live example is there. So this girl position will be neither in the house or nor with this lover. So it will be in a like a no position, as Arjuna says in this shloka. So that's why all this yoga process, it is a Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport further, this all this yoga process, it is a take sometimes more birth. It will not be successful in one birth. For example, in this birth the yogi will do something, after that the next birth he will continue. Krishna will give the reply what will happen to this yogi, one who fail. Krishna very nicely he is going to give the answer. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned that he will not be, sometime it is successful. Sometime, like if you see that there are some babies or some children, only maybe 6 years, 7 years, they will be very much talented. Very much talented, either like a swimming or a singing or a musical instrument. They will be very much in, they are very much talented. Why? Because it is the continuation from the past life. They must be very great musician in the last life, then they will be continue further. They will be thinking in their mind at the time of the death, I want to become the great musician. So the God will arrange, the nature will arrange the next life. From the childhood he will become very much talented. So that's why if you see, there are some children 7-8 years also, they will be dance like anything, they will sing like anything, they will be like a, there are some children, they are world famous at the age of 7-8 years, world famous. So there are some children, they tell entire Bhagavad Gita at the age of 7. There are some children is there, so 700 shloka they will tell by heart. So why? Because there they will be continuing from the previous birth. So that's why Srila Prabhupada also mentioned this yogi, sometimes it take a 2-3 birth to get 100% completion. So as a conclusion of this shloka is that person who is a fall down from the spiritual position, what will happen? He is neither successful in spiritual nor in material. So what will happen to this person? So this is what a question is asking in this shloka by Arjuna. So let's see. Next shloka also Arjuna is going to ask some question. After that Krishna will give answer to this question. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Om Tat Sat.